In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We continue with Our Lady and the Mediatrix of All Divine Life, Part 3. We are on page 8, the middle of the page, volume 36. 4:20-19:38, and Jesus begins, "Therefore the one," and this is Luisa Picaretta, "the one who lives in my most holy divine will can say, as the angel said to the holy women on the way to the sepulchre, 'He is risen, he is not here anymore.' So the one who lives in my divine will can also say, 'My human will is not with me any longer. It is risen again in the fiat.'" So what Jesus is showing us is this great beginning that our God is giving to us is heavenly. Think about this. You can say, this Luisa can say, and now we who have been given this gift can say, my will is not with me any longer. My human will is not with me any longer. It is not in my. It is risen again in the fiat. So, it shouldn't be capital W. It's really the human will. The human will is not with me any longer. And this is what God is showing us. He's showing us how to begin to live this abundant life. It is really amazing what our God is giving to us. It's to begin to speak the way of heaven. And right now, our human will is so strong. Our human will is constantly saying, this is what I think, this is what I say, this is what I want, this is what I'm going to do. And Jesus says, this is not how I created you. This is not how I created mankind. Not to do their own human will, which is misery. Because the human will is what we use when we go, what we talk about when we go to confession. You know, the human will was to be where God reigns. Jesus says, "I created the universe for man. I created the human will for God." God was to reign in us to the point, you know, breathe in my breathing, beat in my heart beating. We want the Lord to truly be our master, our king, our savior, our God, our all. So the Lord is looking at us. He's asking us, are you willing to begin to live this abundant life? Are you willing to allow me, the Lord God Almighty, to show you how to do this? See, so when we read the book of heaven, Jesus is speaking to us and we hear him, again, not with our ears, but we hear him with our heart, our mind, our soul. You begin to understand these truths that Jesus has given to Luisa. For example, we almost humanly understand that say you grow a flower and the flower blooms and you look at it and you go, my goodness, this is so beautiful. Lord, you are so amazing. And then we take that flower and put it in front of Our Lady. I want you to have this blessing. I want you to be honored by this beauty that is here. So we begin to recognize the I love you of God in all things. Little by little, we begin to hear that I love you that's in the flower to us. And so we take that and we want to give this back to God. And I love you and I praise you and I glorify you, Lord God Almighty. And so what's happening is little by little, Jesus is saying, now you see it in the flower because it's beautiful. Can you see it in the leaves on the tree? Can you see it in the blades of grass? Can you see it in the grains of sand? Can you see it with the drops of water? Can you recognize this I love you of the fiat that's in all things? And again, that's what Jesus is showing us. He wants us to be like Luisa, the one who lives in God's most holy divine will. And begin to say in the morning when you do your prevening act, my will is not with me any longer. My human will is no longer there. It is risen again in the fiat. Jesus says, I resurrected so that people can resurrect now, not to wait until after they're dead, But may your kingdom come on earth, reign in me, this earth, this dust, as the saints possess you in heaven. So Jesus says, continue by saying, I therefore possess in exchange the most holy divine will, and I want to cover with its divine light all things around me, all circumstances, all sufferings, to make them like many divine conquests. See, what's happening is we're beginning to live this life that the Blessed Mother lived. We were beginning to live this life that Jesus lived. This was given to Louisa. Can we say in the morning, my human will is risen again, it is not in my power anymore? Can we say, in all circumstances of life, all opportunities, all sufferings that surround us, as it says here, as if they were looking for her will, and she can answer, my human will is risen again, it is not in my power anymore. It's not there. So, again, why are you waking up in the morning? What's your plans for today? What are your goals for today? What do you got planned? Well, I got to go shopping today, and I've got to go to the doctors. I've got to make sure I return these calls. I got to make no. It's Jesus. I want you to reign in me. I want the fiat to reign in me, so that you go with me, one with me, fused with me. I'm fused with you. You're fused with me to the doctors. Jesus, one with you, fused with you. I want to return these calls. You speak at my speaking. See, it's to begin to live a life that God wanted from the beginning, not to be separated from God at all. You know, it's to begin to recognize, why are you washing the dishes? Why are you taking your walk, if you take a walk? You know, what is the specific reason for what you are doing? And what does he say? I possess in exchange the divine will. It's not my human will anymore. It's not to do what I want. So therefore, I want to cover with the divine light all things around me, all the circumstances, all the sufferings, to make them like many divine conquests. God is conquering in me. God, I'm going to let Jesus walk in my walking. I'm going to let Jesus breathe in my breathing. I'm going to let Jesus beat in my heart beating. I want him to be the Lord of my life. I want to totally and completely surrender to him, so that the kingdom can be established on earth as it is in heaven. This is what Jesus is waiting for. This is what he taught Louisa, and he's teaching us now through Louisa. Because of what she has written on paper, we can now begin to hear Jesus speak to us. Again, not with our ears. We read and we begin to see things. Like the next time you see a beautiful flower, I mean, just blooming, and you look at it and you go, wow. What do you do with that flower? What's it for? I want to give this back to you. You don't even have to pick it. You don't have to clip it off. You don't have to cut it off from its stem. You want to say to Jesus, this is so beautiful. I'm breathing in your I love you to me. And now I want to give back to you, Lord God, this divine I love you. I love you. I praise you. I thank you. I bless you. I worship you. I glorify you. The angel said to the holy women, okay, one who lives in my divine will can pray like the angels in heaven. May your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Begin to understand that everything that's around you is an I love you. And as you begin to live this life, you become peaceful, joyful, and happy. Remember what Jesus said to Louisa in volume 26 as she went into the garden for the first time. The very first day of volume 26. He says, Louisa, this is a simile of the Garden of Eden. Do you have that at your home? I mean, if you live in an apartment, do you have even a picture of a flower? Do you have a picture of the clouds in the sky? If you're outside, this is something completely different. If you have the opportunity to grow something, this is wonderful. But even if you don't, you can see it. You can hear it. You can smell it. You can taste it. You can touch it. And this I love you from God is so beautiful. I mean, God wants you to enter into this, as he said to Louisa. Enter into this little garden. It's only a simile of the Garden of Eden. Are you doing this? Is your life changing by reading Louisa? This is not a novel. Jesus is speaking to us, and he wants us to hear him. And again, when you read this, when you study this, when you put this into practice, he's speaking to us all throughout the day. No matter what you're reading, if it's of Louisa, no matter what you're reading of Louisa, the Lord is speaking to you. This is not like any other book. As you read this, as you study this, as you put this into practice, it's really a new beginning. And what do we say? My human will is risen again. It is not in my power anymore. I have nothing to do with it. I have sacrificed it. I don't want it to be alive in me. I want the holy divine will to be alive in me. And what is it? I possess in exchange the divine will, and I want to cover with its divine light all things around me. See, it's Jesus tells Louisa, and it's very clear. He says that the martyrdom of the saints, when they shed their blood, that blood fell upon the earth, and that's where it was. That's what it affected. It's a glorious thing. The martyrdom of the saints. They surrendered their life to God. Jesus says, when you sacrifice yourself in the divine will, when you have the martyrdom of the divine will, and that's what God is calling us to, the darkness within us is gone. What is now, it's the light of God that we enter into, as God originally wanted. He brought this dust into life, the life of the fiat. And so this light affects the whole universe. It's not just blood in the ground like the saints, but it's magnificent. It's triumphant. It's a new beginning for mankind. And this is what the Lord is asking of us. Are you willing to allow me to let you experience this divine light, this divine life? Are you willing? And when we say, yes, Lord, he says, okay, prove it. And that's the thing, that's the test. Yeah, and the fourth step is the test. I accept your test. I sacrifice my human will and I accept your test. Jesus says, this is what the soul says, I want to cover with the divine light of the fiat all things around me. Okay, like that flower. I breathe in the I love you of God, and then I can breathe out back to God this divine I love you. This is what we're doing. It's not human. It's saying, Jesus, I want you to gaze in my gazing. Jesus, I want you to pray in my praying. I want you to be the Lord of my life. So you breathe in, if you want to say, this beautiful flower that you see, that you smell, that you can touch. You breathe this in with your senses, and then you give it back. What's happening? I want to cover with its divine light all things around me. The divine will is within you. Jesus says the kingdom of God is within you. He says, and now I want you to have it to become alive. So the circumstances, sufferings, to make them all like many divine conquests. I take in this beautiful flower that you, Lord, have produced. It's the fiat's there. And I want to breathe this in. Lord, you breathe into my breathing. You gaze in my gazing. And I want to give this I love you back to you so that you can enjoy it divinely. Why? Jesus is doing it. Jesus in me is giving this back to you, Lord God Almighty. It's when Jesus was on earth, he never did his human will. He did everything in the most holy divine will of God. So he breathed back to God, the Father, this divine I love you. Jesus is the one who does divine acts, not us. But we want him to be the Lord of our life. And he's trying to teach us how to do this through Louisa. So he says, the soul who lives in our fiat finds the life in the acts of her Jesus. See, it's not us that's doing it. Jesus, gaze in my gazing. Let me see what you saw. Let me experience this light, this love, this life of God, and give this back to God as a blessing to him. Through you, Lord, not through me. I'm nobody. I'm nothing. I can't do this. You, Jesus, could do this. You, Jesus, do this in me. So he says, the soul who lives in our divine will finds life in the acts of Jesus. It's Jesus that's breathing in our breathing. Jesus is beating in our heart beating. And as always, in this life of Jesus, she finds God's operating, our divine operating, our divine conquering, our divine triumphant will. See, what's happening with the Book of Heaven, it's not to do good and holy and saintly things anymore. What God is asking in the holy divine will is, would you allow God to do this in you, in, with, through, and for you? Would you be willing to do this? See, God doesn't, he doesn't force us. He says, I want you to use your free will to choose. Do you want to continue to do this in your human will, your human misery? That because your human will, with us in charge, is miserable. We are not good at being God. Most people find goodness in sin. Yeah, it's Jesus is saying, I have redeemed you on the cross, and I shed every drop of blood on the cross. I've given you my sacraments and sacramentals to help you as medicine in your fallen human nature. And now he says, now I'm going to give you the gift of gifts, the prodigy of prodigies. And that's Louisa Picaretta and this great gift of the divine will. Through this little newborn, we're going to learn the way Jesus wants us to live. We're going to learn the way our Blessed Mother wants us to live. She never did her human will. This is why God could become man. He found his paradise in a human. She was conceived without sin. And now what Jesus is doing is he's saying to us, are you ready to allow me, the Lord God Almighty, to reign in you as I originally planned? As I reigned in the Blessed Mother, as I reigned in this little newborn, Louisa. Are you willing to enter into the sanctity of sanctities? And that's what we're reading. We're reading how to accomplish this. Again, it's to study this, read this, study this, put this into practice. The soul who lives in our most holy divine wills finds that the life in the acts that she does, because Jesus is doing them. We want Jesus to do this. Jesus, breathe in my breathing. We do this with our prevening act in the morning. And as always, in this life of Jesus, Jesus in, with, through, and for me, fusing us ourselves to Jesus, the soul finds God's divine operating, God's divine conquering, God's divine triumphant will, because Jesus is doing it. He takes us at our word. And again, you're not going to feel anything. It's Jesus says, do you want this? Okay, then get out of my way and let me do this. And the more that we get out of the way, the more that we live in our nothingness, the more that God can do this. And he says, I want you to be like this little newborn. This little newborn, Louisa, can't walk, can't feed itself. This little newborn in the divine will can't travel, can't defend itself. Jesus says, I will defend this little newborn. I will carry this little newborn. I will defend and feed this little newborn. See, it's to live in our nothingness. See, on earth, we think we're pretty good. Well, how many degrees do you have? You know, what are you an expert in? You know, no. Jesus says in Scripture, the Lord tells us in Scripture, he says, the wisdom of man is mere foolishness to God. God is asking us to enter into a divine life. not human glory. You know, when you look at Hollywood, they're always patting themselves on the back. You really did really well by pretending you were somebody else. That's a great example of the human. You're pretending to be God. I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. It goes back to, remember we talked about that before, the word I, me, my, mine. That's going to be balanced on the scales of justice when God's going to see how many times did you say Lord and Savior and Master and King. I'm doing this in honor of you. I'm surrendering this in honor of you. I'm sacrificing this in honor of you. You are my Lord, my Master, my King. And then Jesus says, am I? Am I your Lord? Am I your Master? Am I your King? What about in your breathing? What about in your heart beating? What about in your gazing? What about in your listening? Where am I the Lord there? And that's what the Book of Heaven is all about. The Book of Heaven is saying to Jesus, I'm going to learn how you taught, Louisa. I'm going to study this, and I'm going to put this into practice. I'm going to begin to live the life that you taught, Louisa Picaretta. And as we do this, as we begin to live this abundant life, you enter in a life of peace, joy, and happiness. Why? It's the life of heaven. There's no more worry. There's no more fear. There's no more anxiety, complaints, negativity, or sin. There's none of that. It's peace, joy, and happiness. Why? Jesus is doing this in me. Jesus walk in my walking. Jesus sing in my singing. Jesus dance in my dancing. And when somebody says, you're really good at this, you say, hell, I'm only good at one thing. I'm good at sinning. God is good at everything else. And if anything good is there, it's because I'm allowing Jesus to do this. Jesus is dancing in my dancing. All glory, honor, and praise to him. Jesus is singing my singing. All glory, honor, and praise to him. God is asking us, are you allowing the soul, are you allowing your soul, as he says here, to live in my most holy divine will, to find the life in your acts that Jesus is doing? Or are you still doing them? Are you still longing for applause? Are you still longing for a trophy, a pat on the back? You're really good at this. When somebody says that to me, I cringe. I'm good at nothing. You remember the young man came up to Jesus and said, good rabbi, I think it was good rabbi. And Jesus says, who is good? Do you recognize me as God? Only God is good. When we pray, do we recognize Jesus praying in our praying, or are we begging God, pleading God with God? Please, 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 please. Or are we saying, Jesus, you have taught Louisa this command prayer. You've taught her this. You've taught us that you are the one that's doing it. I trust you. And then, you know, like Peter in the water and the boat. If you're the Messiah, command me to come to you. Come to me. And Peter walked on the water. Peter did a divine thing. Why? Jesus was doing that in him. And then when he sank, he didn't go, good boy, you've walked 20 feet. He says, why did you fail? What's wrong with you? Why did you falter? See, our prayer is going to change. Our prayer life is going to change. Our Lady said that to Louisa. I'm going to teach you new and powerful prayers. Do we believe that? Have we learned it? Again, we're not the ones that are doing it. It's like, you know, somebody says, this is what you use. This is the tool that you use to bring this about. Wow, this is really easy now. It's Jesus is giving us the way and the means and the how the divine will is going to reign. And he's saying this to us. He says, are you striving to live in my divine will? Are you finding the life in the acts that you're doing as the acts of Jesus? Are you entering into the life, the divine operating of God, the divine conquering of God, the divine triumphant will? And this is what God is waiting for. He's waiting for us to begin to live this abundant life. He really is. So Jesus says this, the soul, and this is Louisa, who gives us so much glory from earth that heaven cannot contain it. Do you see what God's calling us to? He's asking us to begin to give to God all the glory, all the honor, all the praise that the saints in heaven possess. And again, that's why he says, Louisa gives us so much glory that heaven cannot contain it. It's an abundant light. It's doubling the life, the love, the light of God, the life of God that's in heaven. That's why Jesus says, when you do an act in the round, act in the divine will, or acts or rounds in the divine will, it doubles the life of the souls in heaven. Doubles the heaven, I should say, of the souls in heaven. It's this light. Remember, I said when you sacrifice yourself, martyrdom of the saints, the blood is on the ground, and the blood cries out to God for justice. Can you imagine the blood of all the aborted? You know, all those children. The darkness that's in our life is gone when you do the martyrdom of the divine will. See, and Jesus calls this the martyrdom of martyrdoms that Our Lady went through, never giving life to her human will. So we are presented every day. How do you want to live? That's why as soon as you wake up, you want to do your prevenient act. As soon as you wake up, you want to do your acts and rounds in the divine will. Why? It's a new beginning. It's God that's doing it. And it's a glory that heaven cannot contain. It's to give God all the glory, all the honor from earth. May your kingdom come on earth in us as the saints are possess you in heaven. So there he says, therefore, live always of our most holy divine will. Live always of this. Never leave the divine will. And if you want to be our triumph, if you want to be our glory, do you want this? Remember, Our Lady, the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary will happen. What is the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary? We become like her son. That's her triumph. That's going to happen. He says, therefore, always live in our most holy divine will. Never leave the holy divine will alone. Never try to do anything outside of the divine will. Never take a walk ever again outside the divine will. Never drive your car ever again outside the divine will. Never leave it alone. If you want to be God's triumph, God's glory. This is why he created mankind. He created us to be his triumph, his glory. So the first one who will be triumphant will be the Blessed Mother. Because what's happening is the newborn, Louisa, will be glorified. A human will be has the same life of as Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. The triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary is going to happen. And what does that mean? Jesus says, live always in our most holy divine will, and you will become the triumph of God, the glory of God. Volume 36, 4, 25, 19, 38. The soul who lives in our divine will is really like a continuous feast for us, triune God. It's the pouring out of our divine love. Let's go back to that flower. You look into the beauty of that flower. Look intently at that flower. What do you see? What do you see? A friend of mine, a priest friend of mine, was killing ants outside his house as a little boy. And the father came out and watched them with a hammer, hammering, I mean, a little kid. And he says to his son, "Can you make one of those?" And he all of a sudden he became aware, I'm destroying something that I can't. This is so, it's a creature. It's the same thing, like, can you produce a flower? Can you create out of nothing a flower? So when you're looking at it, what do you see? Do you see the colors? Do you see the design? Do you see the beauty that God has brought about? Remember, Louisa said to Jesus once, you know, why are all these bugs around? And Jesus said, because I could not stop saying, I love you, I love you, I love you. Everything around us is a divine I love you. So the soul, Jesus says, who lives in our divine will is really like a continuous feast for us triune God. Why? It's recognizing the fiat, the I love you in all of creation, and is giving back to God this divine I love you, breathing it in with their eyes, their ears, their senses, and again giving back, I love you. Thank you for giving this to me. How much love is there, and how much I want to give back to you, this divine I love you. See, the divine will is love. The divine will is a life of love, the light of love. The to enter into this I love you of God. Why did Jesus die on the cross? I tell the children this. His arms are outstretched. This is how much I love you. This is how much I love you. That I'm willing to surrender every drop of my blood, every part of life in me, so that you are no longer living death, but life. My life. So that, therefore, if we can't see the I love yous of Jesus on the cross, how can we see the I love yous of the leaf on a tree, the blades of grass, the grains of sand, the drops of water? If we can't see it in Jesus, how can we see it in creation? The soul who lives in our most holy divine will is really like a continuous feast, celebration for us triune God. Why? It's giving back to us. It's pouring out back to us our divine I love you. All of creation giving back. This is what the rounds are about. Pray the rounds. You know, let the Lord teach you a canticle to sing, a psalm to sing when you're praying the rounds. Then he added with a sad note, my daughter, how the creature sinks to the bottom when the soul does not live in our most holy divine will. It's like the blood on the ground. It's just there. He says, I when you're living in the divine will, you participate in this life, this light, this love of God. This is where the soul should be, adoring him and loving him and praising him and thanking him and blessing him and worshiping him. Even if she does the good, lacking the light of our holy divine will, the strength of our divine sanctity, the strength and its effects, this good remains covered by smoke, blinding and producing self-esteem, pride, and love of self. It remains poisoned, unable to produce any real benefit for anybody. I'm going to do this. I'm pretty good at this, so I'm going to do it. Jesus says, if it's done for self-esteem, if it's done for pride, if it's done for self, love of self, anything that you think, say, and do, it remains poisoned, unable to produce any real benefit for anybody. Look at me. I deserve an award for this. To live in the divine will is to live in our nothingness. Lord, you have done this, and I love you, and I adore you, and I praise you, and I glorify you. That's the rounds. Because Jesus is doing that in us. I can't do this. You, Lord, have done it. I can't pray. Lord, pray in my praying. I can't do anything without you. I want to do everything with and through and for you as you have done everything with and through and for me. I permit you, Lord, to be the Lord of my life. I want you, Lord, to be the Lord of my life. I choose you, Lord, to be the Lord of my life. I desire you, Lord, to be the Lord of my life. And then God goes, good. Now prove it. Yeah, those are words. Prove it. When I speak, Jesus says, these words have divine light, divine life, divine love. I want you to do the same thing. And who is divine light, divine love, divine life? It's Jesus. I want you to prove this to me. I want to see in what you say, I want to see God. Where is God in what we think, say, and do? So again, he says very clearly, the strength of divine sanctity, divine effects, the good of God in creation is covered by smoke. It's blinded by self-esteem, blinded by pride, blinded by self-love. It remains poisoned, unable to produce any real benefit for anybody. It's poison. It can't heal you. It can't give glory to God. I mean, you can pay a communist to sit in front of the Blessed Sacrament for an hour. You could pay a communist to read the Bible. Communism is based on atheism. It's without God. It's mankind becomes God. When we pray, Jesus says, where is the divine effects? Where's the divine good? Where is the strength of divine sanctity in what you think, say, and do? That's why we're reading the Book of Heaven. You know, there's been no real teaching. The teaching in the church, there's really been no real teaching for quite a while. When we were children, we had the catechism, the Baltimore Catechism. I remember sitting in class memorizing the prayers, memorizing the responses. And for some people, it was very tough. Some people say, well, you're just being brainwashed. No, brainwashing is of evil. And when you studied the catechism, you were learning a truth. And when that was tossed out and said, we don't need this anymore. There's been real no teaching. And what is the consequences of that? Okay, let's think about that. The catechism was tossed out in the 60s. The hippies of the 60s, basically, lived a hedonistic life. How did they raise their children? There really was nothing there to give to the children. How many families prayed the rosary? How many families got just the rosary? St. John Paul II said, the greatest prayer next to the Holy Mass is the Holy Rosary. And if you pray it every day, glory is coming. You're learning how to see Jesus through the eyes, loving eyes of Mary. So the hippies of the 60s gave birth to their children. The children really had nothing. They gave birth to their children. Now the hippies of the 60s have grandchildren. Where are they? They're certainly not in church. They're certainly not, they don't know anything of God. The grandparents have nothing to give to their children. I'm talking about the majority. They have nothing to give to their children. Well, my kids don't go to church anymore. Kids don't get married in the church anymore. My kids live and teach a hedonistic lifestyle to their children. What the Book of Heaven is all about is how to get back the faith to a pagan society. There's more witchcraft. This is the fastest growing religion in the United States right now is witchcraft. Even Catholic schools said, Oh, read these books. Not the Hobbit. What's the one, the magician, the child who's does magic. Oh, there are good witches. No, witches have nothing to do with Jesus. And it's been what? Since the 60s, you had artificial means of birth control, the pill. Since the 60s, is to promote abortion. Nobody's learning anything. I mean, even Ireland, come on. It gave the faith to the world. And now Ireland is the first nation for the people of a country to vote for abortion. They said they want death. God's going to give that to them. You want this? That's what you're going to get. You know, God has to give everybody what they want. So Jesus is saying to us, I'm going to teach you how to live a Catholic life. I'm going to teach you how to do this. This is why I'm giving you the Book of Heaven. Poor good works without my holy divine will. They are like bells with no sound, coins without an image of the king, that have no value as money, as the most they turn into self-satisfaction. Many times I, God, am forced for the love of creatures to embitter the good that they do so that they enter themselves and try to operate truly and generously. It can't happen. We're going to have another talk. Let's all get together and let's talk about this. Does nothing. On the other hand, for the soul who lives in our most holy divine will, this is Louisa and the children linked to Louisa. And this means linked to Louisa. Be one with Louisa. There is no danger that the smoke of self-esteem may enter into the greatest works that Louisa may do and that we linked to Louisa may do. Louisa is the little flame fed by the great light that is God. And the light knows how to get rid of the darkness of the passion, get rid of the smoke of self-esteem. I am nothing. God is everything. You don't look at yourself as, oh, how disgusting I am. No, you don't do that. But you say how great God is. Being light, and again, this is what I'm saying. The darkness disappears. Being light, she really knows that all the good that she does is done by God Himself. Do we understand this? God Himself is operating within the nothingness of the soul. And if this nothingness had not been completely emptied of all that does not belong to God, God does not descend into the soul to make the great works worthy of God Himself. I am nothing. God is everything. This is what God is looking for. He's looking for us to begin to live this abundant life. Therefore, not even humility can enter our holy divine will. Only nothingness, knowing to be nothing. Do we understand that we are nothing? We're dust. Remember, man, that thou art dust, and dust thou shalt return. Our whole life should be wanting to be filled with God. Everything. All the good that enters the soul is only divine work. God who brings God. In my most holy divine will, Jesus says, everything changes for the soul. The soul is nothing other than the little light that has to be absorbed as much as the soul can within the great light of my fiat, so that the soul may be fed only by the light, love, and life of goodness and divine sanctity. You see what God is doing? He's asking us, are you willing to begin to live this abundant life? I want to give this to you. Are you willing to begin to live this? What honor to be fed by God. I mean, do we think about that when we receive Holy Communion? What an honor to be fed by God. So Jesus says, so that it is no wonder that being the creature, this is Louisa, the little flame of God, he also feeds himself with it. God is beginning to show us how to live this universal life again, how to be Catholic again. This is nothing other than the universal life. It's to let God be God, let God reign in us, that we participate in God, that God participate in us, that he, the Lord, is the Lord of our life. He's our King. He's our Master. He's our Savior. He's our everything. When you go into church and you genuflect, say to him, you are my Lord. Do with me as you wish. What does he wish? He says to Louisa, I want to make each soul a divine masterpiece, reflecting the divinity of God. This is why the priest puts a drop of water in the chalice every day. May we share in the divinity of Christ, as Christ humbled himself to share in our humanity. God's got great things in store. Read, study, put this great, great book into practice. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.